AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. Jurors in the Boston Marathon bombers trial have gone home tonight after the first day of deliberations.
They're facing the obvious.
Former federal prosecutor Tom Durkin figures it won't take much longer for the jury to find Johar Tsarnaev guilty.
There's really not much to decide.
Tsarnaev's own lawyers have acknowledged he took part in the bombing. Durkin says their focus has correctly been on the trial's next phase, where the jury would decide whether Tsarnaev gets the death penalty.
The obvious plan is to spare his life, which would be a victory.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Another Massachusetts jury is deliberating the fate of New England Patriots tight end Aaron Hernandez. A white patrolman was taken into custody today for fatally shooting a black motorist. It happened in North Charleston, South Carolina last weekend. The mayor says the arrest of Michael Slager came after authorities reviewed video of the Saturday traffic stop.
I can tell you that as the result of that video and the bad decision made by our officer, he will be charged with murder.
Lightning and heavy rain don't appear to have dampened spirits in the municipal election in Ferguson, Missouri. Ferguson currently has just one black member on its six-member city council. As many as three blacks could wind up on the council after the ballots are counted. Tea Party favorite Rand Paul hopes to win the GOP nomination for the White House. In a 26-minute speech today in Louisville, the first-term senator from Kentucky said the government should keep its hands off your phone records.
Your phone records are yours. I say the phone records of law-abiding citizens are none of their damn business.
Stocks stumbled at the end on Wall Street, the Dow losing 5 points. This is AP Radio News. Civil fraud charges have been filed against a former NFL player and his partner, who are accused of running a Ponzi scheme.
The Security and Exchange Commission accuses former pro cornerback Will Allen and Susan Dobb of using a variety of firms to take more than $31 million from investors who thought they were financing loans to cash-strapped professional athletes. The SEC says the two paid off investors with new investor money. The government says they also used that money to pay off personal charges at casinos and nightclubs and to fund other business deals. Tim McGuire, Washington.
Comedian Stan Freberg died today in Los Angeles at the age of 88. Perhaps you remember this funny bit.
The story of Little Blue Riding Hood is true. Only the color has been changed to prevent an investigation.
Stan Freberg died at Santa Monica UCLA Medical Center. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.